It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A Russian fighter jet forced down a U.S. drone over the Black Sea on Tuesday, creating a potentially dangerous escalation at a critical time in the fighting. This marks the first time Russian and U.S. military aircraft have come into direct physical contact since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine just over a year ago. The White House called Moscow's actions, quote, unsafe, unprofessional, and reckless, while Russia's defense ministry denied its aircraft came into contact with the drone. The U.S. Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are opening investigations into the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The investigations are looking into both the bank's failure and the actions by senior executives in the lead up to the collapse, where they grabbed those bonuses while they could. This after the Biden administration took extraordinary action on Sunday to guarantee that customers of the failed bank will have access to all their money starting Monday. Separately, the newly appointed CEO of Silicon Valley Bridge Bank, created to handle customers' transferred deposits and banking services, is asking customers to return some of their funds into the bank while trying to assure customers their deposits are protected. Yeah, that'll work. Okay, moving right along. Heads up about another attempt by the anti-choice forces to undermine women's abilities to control our own bodies, this time with the help of a U.S. District Court Trump-appointed judge. The hearing is happening today in Amarillo, Texas. It's for a lawsuit brought by a group called the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're seeking to revoke FDA approval of mifepristone. It's one of two drugs used in a medical abortion. The judge, Matthew Kaczmarek, is a Trump appointee who has written critically about Roe v. Wade and previously worked for a Christian conservative legal organization. The story here is that this judge delayed putting the hearing on the public court docket, claiming he didn't follow the protocol of immediately making the notice public to, quote, try to minimize disruptions and possible protests. Constitutionally protected speech? Really? Oh, and then he asked the lawyers on the call where this was arranged not to share the information about it before then. It was only after a coalition of media outlets, including several Texas-based newspapers and the Washington Post, asked the judge to immediately make public his plans for a hearing, did he do so. So why did this judge want to keep the news of the hearing quiet? Well, that's because after both sides make their arguments, this one judge could rule at any time to suspend FDA approval of that abortion drug, thereby at least temporarily banning it nationally until an appeal could be heard. That would be by the conservative Fifth Circuit and then possibly Supreme Court. And if that doesn't go far enough for you, try South Carolina. A new bill from pro-life Republicans in South Carolina could make abortion a death penalty crime. The proposal from Republican State Representative Rob Harris wants to amend South Carolina's criminal code so that all references to a, quote, person include a fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus at any stage of development. So in effect, the bill would make aborting a pregnancy a homicide, a crime punishable by death in South Carolina. Wow. More than a dozen Democratic governors urged seven major U.S. pharmacies not to bow to political pressure on medical abortion. The governors wrote in this group letter, "We urge that your decisions continue to be guided by well-established science and medical evidence and a commitment to the health and well-being of patients, not politics or litigation threats." Hey, Walgreens, listen up. Just saying. The state of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern over the derailment of that train that released toxic chemicals in East Palestine last month. The lawsuit accusing Norfolk Southern of violating state and federal laws on the handling of hazardous waste, negligence, and air and water pollution. The state's asking for damages and financial penalties and a declaratory judgment saying that Norfolk Southern is responsible. The state also wants the rail operator to reimburse for its costs, including emergency response and economic harm. Here's today's Florida moment. The state of Florida moved to revoke the liquor license of the Hyatt Regency Miami on Tuesday, alleging that minors had been in attendance at a holiday event called a Drag Queen Christmas in violation of state law. Seriously. Oh, this is fun. Congressman George Santos of New York has lied about just about everything in his biography and is facing criminal inquiries and ethics investigations. Filed paperwork yesterday indicating his intent to run for re-election in 2024. This comes after about two-thirds of voters in his district in New York believe he should resign. This is not unexpected. Hate crimes in the U.S. increased by 11.6% in 2021, up from the previous year, this according to a new FBI report. 12,411 people were reported to have been victims of hate crimes in 2021. 64.5% of them targeted because of their race or ethnicity, 15.9% targeted for their sexual orientation, and 14.1% for their religion. Welcome to America. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.